The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk, delighted to speak to Sam Bird from London Pulse. Sam, you're on the lookout for a new team manager off the back of a hugely successful season. So, essentially, tell me a bit more about the role.
Well, it's a really critical role for us. Team manager is generally the unsung hero that does a lot of the work in the background towards helping the team success. So the jobs required by the team manager range from sort of administration in terms of checking everyone's up to date with their UCAD certificates, registration with the Super League, working with myself and the other specialist staff in relation to player management, making sure we get all the players on track at training, and then obviously game day, being on the bench on game day and managing the team before and after the game. So it's quite a varied role. Needs somebody super organised because I am not. So I need organising. But it's also a really rewarding role. I think the players and the staff really appreciate the role of the team manager and all the work the team manager does for the squad. And I guess a good way to describe it is the team manager is the glue that keeps all the parts together to drive success,
not just on court really, but it's everything surrounding it as well. Obviously things like hotel booking and rooms like sorting out as well.
Yeah, it's transport, which is always fun. Players like herding cats, as am I. Transport, hotels, food, nutrition, recovery, working with the other staff like the physio team, S&C, nutrition, sports psych, the coaches. Just being a real sort of ear for the players as well, and helping manage, protect their time as well. So that they're not exhausted, because the players now, they're all in the public eye, get quite a lot of demands made of them. So the team manager's there to protect them as well. So it's a really rewarding role, but a tough one. And I guess the least glamorous part is washing the kit. Washing kits not fun, and is not easy either, making sure that you don't shrink them, etc. So really important role. And as you know, Lisa Brown has done this role with us for 5 years now, and she's is part of the London Pulse family and is staying within the club, but stepping down from this the demands of this role. And it'll be good to have somebody new to come in and bring that sort of fresh energy, I think, and hopefully help us continue to be the professional team in terms of our behaviours that we want to be.
So how have you got on with applications so far? I expect with a role like this, you've had plenty of demand.
Yeah, I've had lots of really good responses, over 40 responses in the last 48 hours. So what we're doing is anyone that wants to see what the job description is can email me, and I'll ping them over the job description. And then if that hasn't put them off, then they can write back in with why they think they suit the role and their own sort of CV. And then we'll be shortlisting those candidates to go forward. Lots of applications, but would welcome as much interest as we can, because it's really important that this person is the right person for the club, and it's important they enjoy working with us as well, so that everybody's happy in behind the scenes with the workings of the team. So they can email me for a job description, Andy, and then they can go from there if it's not too terrifying.
If I had my level twos, I'd be straight in. remind me of your email then, Sam.
sam.bird@londonpulsenetball.com.
And it's just something really exciting, and someone you'd be looking for that just really loves netball.
Yeah, really loves netball, experienced in terms of the administrative role of netball, because it's quite a lot to do on game day in terms of submissions of substitutions and knowing the rules and that type of thing. But I guess the main thing is really good at logistics because you can learn the role, but just being a really well organized person and then being happy to come inside the Pulse family, work behind the scenes with all the players and the staff and just really commit to the club like the rest of us do.
And it may be a bit early, but how's the prep going for next season? Everything going okay so far?
Well, I was very excited the other day because I had 8 Super League players in. So that was really exciting. But I'm losing 4 of them again for the upcoming test series with the Roses v South Africa. We have 4 players, 1 for South Africa and 3 from Pulse representing their countries in that. But once that's done, everybody will be in the same room and then, we'll be good to go. But it's been really good so far. The Super League players that have been around have been working with our next generation squad and a few of our male players. And, it's been a good start, but it's always good to get the whole squad in the room together.
Fantastic, Sam. Good luck on finding somebody as a new team manager. It's just really exciting. Obviously, a bit of a closing day on that. Are you keeping things open for a bit longer?
I would say maybe the next week, and then I'll close things just because of the volume and also just to keep things moving, given we've got the season looming. So anybody that's interested to find out more, if they can contact me in the next week, and then we can go from there for shortlisting.
Excellent, Sam. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Andy. Thank you for covering this for us.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.